it was a conscious choice. Mm-hmm. I think we were... I think we were looking for profiles of voters that illustrated the particular topic we were looking at. Mm-hmm. So out of precinct voting,
right.
These, you know, stories. So, but I mean, the reality of who votes in North Carolina is it's mostly black and white voters. I mean, Latino voters, the Latino population is growing, but the population of Latino voters is not the same thing as the Latino population. So, like, if you look at the census numbers for Latinos, you see that the population here has grown by, like, 200% or something over the last 2 years, or 10 years. But that's not the voting population. So Latino voters make up 2%, just under 2% of the entire electorate in North Carolina. So that's what I would say. And I'd say our poll monitors are mostly black and white folks. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, people want to talk to people who look familiar to them. And then especially if you're a monolingual Spanish speaker, again, language can be a barrier, right? And you've got two poll monitors out there who don't speak Spanish, you're probably not going to go talk to them about your voting experience. So I don't think it was a conscious choice. I think it had to do with we were looking at who had the most compelling stories that related directly to those, to the areas of the law.